It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Whitney Sheldon, your host tonight, filling in for Jennifer Boozer. She is a little bit under the weather, so I am going to be bringing you all of the fun information about CBD tonight. We've got a great show ahead of us. We're going to have on Dr. Stephen Todd, and he is going to be answering all of our dying questions about the endocannabinoid system. But before we bring him on, let's talk a little bit about Cannabama. Cannabama is located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile, a block down from Wenzel's. Cannabama is also located right down from Pete's Party Castle on Schillinger Road between Greelot and Cottage Hill at 2090 Schillinger Road South, Suite K. They're open 7 days a week at the downtown location and from 10 to 7, Monday through Saturday in West Mobile.
And Whitney, before you start, you also have a CBD store.
Yes, I do. My CBD shop's called Bombay & Company. We're located in Daphne, Alabama. Mm-hmm. We're on the corner of 64 and Friendship Road.
Covering both sides of the bay.
Right. We're like a tag team duo. I'm just here tonight with you, Charlie.
And are you open 7 days a week?
What are
your hours?
We are open Monday through Sunday, 10 to 6 Monday through Thursday. Mm-hmm. And 10 to 7 on Friday. We get that extra hour on Fridays. And Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4.
Okay.
Yes, and
And doesn't cost anything to come in and browse and ask questions.
Oh, you said that right. That is the best way to get familiar with CBD is just coming and browsing.
And see what kind of products.
Exactly.
You know, and find out what they can do.
Get in the door. That's all you have to do. Like I mentioned, we're going to have Dr. Todd on tonight, but before we get to Dr. Todd, we've got tons of promotions going on at Cannabama and Bombay.
Okay.
And so, Mardi Gras season is quickly, well, it's already in the making.
Yeah, it's here.
And Jen is spreading some love with Canna Boom Boom, is what we're calling it.
Canna Boom Boom.
Oh, yeah. If you see her out and around the city, make sure you honk. She's got her car all decorated for the Mardi Gras. She is the only CBD store in the heart of downtown Mobile. She's gotten in lots of new edibles, and
isn't she close to one of the parade routes?
Oh, she's on Parade Route A, like right off of Parade Route A.
So if you got your route map, you're halfway there already.
Oh, man, why not stop in? But she's also got some custom two-packs of pre-rolls dipped in wax, rolled in keef. She's calling them Boom Boom Sticks. And she's also got tons of swag from around the country that she is giving away all the way up until Fat Tuesday.
Wow.
So if you do not stop by there, you're missing out on a heck of an opportunity of, I mean, she'd give away the whole store if she could.
Right.
And then what we're doing out at Bombay is we're running flower and pre-roll specials this week. And I wanted to mention everybody what's happening Friday. It's Valentine's Day. So don't forget about getting out there. Why not grab a sucker for your sucker? And also we've got CBD lubrication, okay? And we're going to be giving that away with every single purchase on Friday.
Okay.
Get you in the mood for the holiday.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you all have it all together.
We do. And then we're also doing another puff and paint. It's leap year. So we're
going
to do it.
Okay, tell us what a puff and paint is.
Okay, so what we have is, everyone's heard of the painting with a twist, where you get to go out and you paint and you can bring your own alcohol and you can bring snacks and things. You can do it with your girlfriends. You can do it with a couple, like as a couple. But what ours is you get to puff and paint. So we provide pre-roll hemp flower.
Mm-hmm.
There's an artistic guide every single time. Her name's Jennifer Sharon. She's amazing. So for 2 hours, you're getting art instruction. You get to smoke your pre-roll while you're painting. And we also provide can of snacks.
And we might want to add, there's no way you're going to get high off of this, so don't expect that.
Exactly. But you do. I mean, people just come out. You enjoy one another. It makes it very easy to
kind of relax and chill and enjoy the activity.
Let your guard down and just enjoy some art instruction and take home an amazing canvas, because you get to take your canvas home and we provide all the artistic supplies. So really, you're bringing yourself.
Okay, so this is Puff and what?
Puff and Paint.
And when and where?
We're going to do it February 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. and it's going to be at Bombay.
Okay, that'll be on the leap year day.
Exactly.
Okay. You ready for Dr. Todd?
I am. Let's bring Dr. Todd
on.
Well,
before we do that, tell us about him a little.
All right. So Dr. Todd is...
Talk about a list of credentials.
Oh, man. He is a dental anesthesiologist and a retired implantologist. He has a master's in regenerative medicine. He focuses on the science and business of the endocannabinoid system. He's also the author of the Hemp Healthcare Initiative. It's a program designed to systematize the integration of the hemp products into healthcare practices. So Dr. Todd is doing the unthinkable, which is amazing.
Welcome to the show, Dr. Todd.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Charlie. I appreciate it.
Hi, Dr. Todd. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, thank you. And you just sound great.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so nervous.
You're doing great.
Well,
Charlie's
thank you.
Helping you along. It's just wonderful.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad to see you.
Well, she just has to forget about the millions of people listening all over the world on the internet.
Oh, the sweats kick in again. But yes, Dr. Todd, let me know a little bit about how you got into the hemp industry.
Okay. Well, I retired from practice, clinical practice, and I wanted to do something a little different. So I went back to school and got a degree in regenerative medicine with a focus on wound care and healing, and have been a consultant for that with several companies in Florida and in the United States. And then my sister exposed me to this CBD movement when it was moving through America, and I said, hey, this is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I love science and like to be involved with it, and so here we are.
Right, and so I believe that everyone's question at hand is, how does the endocannabinoid system play a part in how CBD works? And so I figured that you would be probably the mind that we needed to pick so that we know how CBD is working in our endocannabinoid system.
Well, first of all, we all know, well, we don't know, everybody's learning this in America, that we have an endocannabinoid system, and that system is within our bodies, and we are manufacturing cannabinoids all the time. That's AEA and 2-AG, these two molecules.
Mm-hmm.
And as we manufacture them, our bodies are really, really trying to keep us what we call homeostasis, feeling good and comfortable and bringing our blood pressure down and things, but stress maxes that out. And so now we have a lack of endocannabinoids. And so that's what cannabis does. That's what it does. It supplements that lack of natural endocannabinoids within your body and brings you back to where you feel comfortable. Your blood pressure gets better. Your anxiety gets better. And that's why these things are so important. That's why this product is so important.
Right, and you would just think that'd be one of the systems that they teach us about in school. They always tell us about our nervous system, and they tell us about our circulatory system and the muscular system and mm-hmm. your digestive system, but you don't hear anything about the endocannabinoid system.
Well, you know, Whitney, there's a reason for that. First of all, as we step back in time, you know that just till last year, cannabis was banned in America. And
right.
when something's banned, there's no particular reason to study it or look at it. And so universities and professional schools, like where I went to school, they all have their agenda already set in stone. And to shift that all of a sudden, they're just not going to do it. So it's going to take a while for that to happen academically. And it will happen, but it's going to take a while. You know, universities are big moving, slow moving ships, and they don't change direction very fast. So that's okay. That's what we're doing here tonight.
Right. And so tonight, I just hope that everybody can get a little bit from this conversation that we have with Dr. Todd about the endocannabinoid system. We're going to be going to break shortly. But Dr. Todd, I think that we should probably get into the parts of the endocannabinoid system. How do you feel about that?
Well, I tell you, there are three parts to the endocannabinoid system. There are the receptors that everyone has. They're called CB1 and CB2 receptors.
Hey, doctor.
And then we have the cannabinoids themselves. And
all right, Dr. Todd, we're going to get back to this topic as soon as we get back from break.
All right.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Hey everybody, it's Whitney back in with Sweet Home Cannabama. I'm filling in for Jennifer Boozer, and tonight we're here with Dr. Stephen Todd, and he is giving us all of the information about the endocannabinoid system. And before break, we were talking about the endocannabinoid system and how it's a more recently discovered system that's going on in our body. And he is going to be filling us in about the three parts of the endocannabinoid system. Dr. Todd, are you with us?
I'm with you.
All
yeah,
right.
Hi, Whitney.
All right. Well, then how about we just pick up where we left off, and we were talking about the endocannabinoid system, the three parts of it.
All right. Well, there are three parts, and the two receptors basically are on your what's called the cell membrane. And these receptors are keyed, or basically looking for a molecule called, two molecules called endocannabinoids. And they have acronyms called AEA and 2AG. And then what happens is when these things activate these receptors, they're activated and deactivated through two enzymes, and these enzymes are called MAGL and FAAH. And all this works in conjunction within your body already. It's not something you've added in. It's something you have to exist. And this is where the endocannabinoid system has been really hard to find in the past because science did not have the technology to catch up to it. So about in 92 to 2000, this was discovered by the Israelis, mm-hmm. and they have led the world in the research. And now we know the system exists and that it has to be maintained, and you have to stay balanced with it. And if you don't, you get things like headaches and sleep deprivation and all these health issues we see.
Right, and that's why the ECS also helps us with, like, relaxing and forgetting the things that we don't need to know or that we don't need to remember, right?
And what happens is, it's exactly right, you actually will process information in the brain when you sleep. And you'll put those memories away that you do not need to remember, and you will actually process the ones forward you do need. And that's part of a healthy mental state, and CBD helps that. And that's a big, big deal in today's society. So, yeah, very, very, very important part is mental cognitive ability and being able to store information at night when you're asleep in the proper filing cabinet. That's one way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then there's the receptors, CB1 and CB2 that I've been reading about, and they're found inside of our intestines and our livers, and where else? Our pancreas, reproductive.
They're found everywhere.
Yeah,
but basically, if you go look at where CB1 is located, if you just sort of compartmentalize it simply, CB1 are the brain, spinal cord, and CB2 are the gut and the peripheral nervous system, or the hands and feet. They do overlap, but if you want to just get a mental picture of how they're set up, that's how it's set up. And then the endocannabinoids are basically transmitters, neurotransmitters that are transmitted between the neurons of your body and in the gut and in the brain and everywhere. And AEA is the endocannabinoid that's basically in the brain and spinal cord. Although it's through the body, it's focused mostly on the brain and spinal cord. And 2AG is the molecule that's focused in the gut and the peripheral nervous system.
Mm.
There's more 2AG in the body than there is anandamide. And the reason for that is that if you look at your gut, your gut health, and you hear a lot about gut health today,
mm-hmm.
you realize that there are a lot more. There's actually over a trillion neurons in the gut itself, and every one of them is producing some 2AG. But however, stress, as you know, people have tummy problems today and stomach problems. And this 2-AG molecule is in very, very deficient amounts in our body.
We see a lot of people.
Go ahead.
We see a lot of people in our store that come in about gut problems. And
exactly. And 2-AG is the molecule that they're in short supply of in the tummy or the gut. I like to refer to it as a tummy because it's easier to talk about a little bit with people. The gut or the tummy basically gets cramped and very, very, and you get anxious. If you ever notice how the brain and the gut are connected, people will say, well, when I get nervous, I get a tummy ache. If I get anxious, I get a stomach ache, or I get cramps, or I get diarrhea. So the brain and the tummy are connected. It's called the gut-health connection. And anandamide and 2-AG are critical components of this. So we have been blessed today, right now, that basically stores like yourself and Jennifer's have CBD available for people to go and buy and learn and have a source to help alleviate some of these issues that they up to till now they couldn't do it. And it's very safe. There's no side effects. There's only side benefits. There are no side effects of CBD.
That's amazing.
There has been a little research. If you take boatloads of certain types, but that's only in certain very, very few instances. So there are no side effects with this, just side benefits. And that's a big, big deal when you can take a product that will supplement your health and not have any side benefits. You can't even take vitamin E without side effects.
Right.
So you have a wonderful product that's available today.
Right, and then I guess one of the things that I was reading about today is that there's more endocannabinoid system receptors in our brain than there are for opioids and serotonin.
That's right, and what happens is that opioids and serotonin actually interact with endocannabinoid receptors. They are very, very much intertwined, and opioids and serotonin receptors and all receptors play on the CB1 and CB2 receptors. They actually are if you think of this as an orchestra, and they are the conductor of the orchestra.
Right.
They are able to basically orchestrate the coordination between what happens in the brain, the central nervous system, the cardiac system, the endocrine system. And the reason it sounds like cannabinoids, everything's based on the cannabis plant and research, so you have the word cannabis in everything.
Oh, yeah.
Endo meaning inside the body, like the endocrine system. So it is an endocannabinoid system.
Mm-hmm.
It's within your body.
Well, all is
the other part of that is that here's a problem we have in today's culture. People are stressed so bad in our culture, and we know that. That's why people seek, and people are searching for a way to feel better, and we have these enzymes that are produced called MAGL and FA enzyme that are produced for the endocannabinoid system, but because we're so deficient in the cannabinoids, actually transmitters of AEA and 2-AG, we're so deficient in these naturally that these enzymes need something to do, and when they don't have something to do, they can cause some problems, so that's why you need to supplement with CBD. And other endocannabinoids that are coming on the market, such as CBG, CBC, and there's over 130 different cannabinoids, actually 140 now, that are out there. And we only know about three right now, and that's THC, which is the one that gives you a psychoactive effect. But this is not what CBD is. CBD is cannabidiol. There are no psychoactive effects with it. There are none. That they do help relax you. That is one effect, but they don't give you a high or anything like that. That's totally with THC.
Right.
And remember, this isn't marijuana. This is simply cannabidiol. There's a difference. And people need to understand that. Even today, people will say, well, I know that's the marijuana. No, it's not. It's a separate entity altogether. And the plants are bred and created for cannabidiol. They're not created for THC. That is medical marijuana. That's not what this is.
I would say that's probably the number one question that I get from the people who come into the store is this going to make me high?
Right. And also another question you'll get is, does it show up on blood tests tests and things like that? As it is by law, 0.3% or less of THC in it, it will not show up on a blood test or a urine test to that effect. However, that's not to say that other drugs that you're taking or other medications you will take won't show up. So if you specifically look at the looking for the endocannabinoids, cannabidiol or any of those endocannabinoids, they will not show up on a blood test. But that's not to say that if you took marijuana or something or an opioid, it will show up. You know, so they're very, very discreet. There are no tests for AEA for these endocannabinoids yet. The only way they actually locate them is through spinal taps in research. That's how they find them. And nobody wants to have a spinal tap just to have a test for it.
Oh, no.
It's a little expensive, and it's not that pleasant, so whatever.
Dr. Todd, before we went on the air, Whitney and I were talking about Jennifer Storrs, and this is to address the THC question. And she was telling me there's a lot of things that you will not find if you go to Sweet Home Cannabama Storrs. What did she not going to have? Like posters and...
Oh, yes. Like, Jennifer, we have homey environments in our stores for a reason. And it's because we want the customers to come in and be comfortable. Like, homey spaces. Like, you're not going to come in and there's not going to be black lights.
No Bob Marley posters.
There's no tapestries hung all over the place.
No strobe lights.
Yes, exactly. That's what Charlie and I were talking about. And it's just that we want you to come in and get as much education as you possibly can so that... Of course, you could have CBD as a part of your daily regimen.
And everything is not going to get you high, and it's perfectly legal to dispel
That's
any
right,
notion
Charlie.
That somebody might have.
It is, and it's the beginning of. You have to tell Jennifer and Whitney are very much pioneers in establishing these stores for people to go and be relaxed. And look and study and ask questions. They are pioneers, and they need to be applauded for that.
Oh, we appreciate
they're
it.
They're in the forefront of this industry. This is a brand new industry in America, and here they have had the forefront and the vision to set up stores for people to be educated at and be in a good environment. That's wonderful.
She's doing something right because there's an awful lot of copycats out there.
Oh, Are there ever?
There are, but that's. You know, that's to be expected in any beginning industry. I mean, that's just part of what
All right.
happens.
But hey, Dr. Todd, we'll be right back after this break. Thank you guys for tuning in to Sweet Home Cannabama. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. This is Whitney in for Jennifer Boozer tonight, and we are on the line with Dr. Stephen E. Todd, and he is a retired implantologist and dental anesthesiologist. We are talking tonight about the endocannabinoid system, and we were just getting into what we've learned about the endocannabinoid system, the parts of the endocannabinoid system. And I wanted to ask Dr. Todd, what is homeostasis? And I'm hoping he can lead us in that discussion shortly.
Sure, Whitney. Homeostasis, you know, it has existed in other ways in the healthcare industry. That's when your blood pressure is homeostatic, or your blood pressure is nice and even at 120 over 80 or close in thereabout. That's homeostasis.
Okay.
Homeostasis is when you go to sleep at night and you get 6 to 8 hours sleep and you get up and you're rested and you're feeling good.
Oh.
That's a type of homeostasis. Okay. And so what homeostasis means in the endocannabinoid world is basically when the endocannabinoids, AEA and 2AG, are being produced in the proper amounts, and this system is working correctly, then you feel good. You're balanced. Your blood pressure is good. Your stress is, you're handling your stress well in your life. However, what happens is in our culture, in our society, is that the endocannabinoid system cannot keep up with the amount of stress that we're throwing at it day in and day out. It just can't do it. So we get short. We get short of AEA and 2AG.
Right.
So by supplementing it with CBD, the body achieves and works at balancing your blood pressure and balancing your sleep cycles, balancing your pain, managing your pain better. If you take opioids, for example, and you have to take those for pain, CBD will help modulate that where you may not have to take so many. And that's it's trying to balance you out. It's trying to keep you from having to take all those opioids. It's trying to bring you back into homeostasis, which is the physiological balancing act of life, basically.
Mm. Well, because we all carry so many roles these days. I mean, I've got 2 full-time jobs. I've got 4 kids. What's sleep?
That's right. And everybody is just, you're prototypical of today's society. I mean, I raised 4 children. I have 10 grandkids, and I have, you know, lots of things to balance, and we all do. And that is a very, very, in itself, very, very difficult. And what happens is that because of those stressors, the amount of endocannabinoids that you naturally produce in your body, you just can't keep up with them. And so stress destroys those. It literally destroys them. The cortisol, things like that that people know about are very, very much active in people's bodies, and these and other neurotransmitters also, and they destroy them. And when you take CBD, it basically will modulate and it will affect the amount of anandamide that you are producing. It'll allow that to be produced at a normal rate. It'll help bring you back to a balanced state. The other molecule that is 2-AG is another molecule that you're very short at. And that molecule is focused on another product, endocannabinoid called CBG. Mm-hmm. CBG is a molecule that basically helps balance out 2-AG. So both of these are very, very important endocannabinoids, as well as you will see in the next several years that endocannabinoids of different numbers and letters will be coming out regularly.
Oh, yeah.
In this industry.
Could you add?
And they'll be targeted.
I have a question for you about. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we don't all, but about the cannabinoids. But how do the terpenes play a part in how the cannabinoids work?
That's really a good question because you really don't hear much about terpenes. Think of the orange. A terpene is the smell of an orange. Mm-hmm. That is a terpene. Everybody knows what smell of an orange is. Smell of a lemon, that is a terpene. And think of the terpenes, think of the CBD as the engine.
Okay.
If you buy a car, you want to have a good engine, but it won't work well without the steering wheel. And the terpenes are basically the other parts of a car, like the tires, that allow the engine to go forward. And without them, it won't move forward. CBD in and by itself is not really effective unless it has some terpenes mixed with it and other things. That's why you want to buy a CBD that's not necessarily an isolate. You want to buy a CBD that's probably full spectrum or close to thereof so that it has the tires on it, it has the steering wheel on it, it has the whole car.
Yes, because we have one of the brands that we carry is Eclipse. And Eclipse has a tincture that is a nighttime formula, and it's not that they're adding melatonin into their formula, it's that they've got all of the added terpenes that trigger our body into knowing it's time to go to bed or to wind down.
Terpenes play a critical role in our life in a lot of different ways that we aren't even aware of outside of the CBD. For example, when you eat certain the banana flavor, for example, the banana smell, the smell of the banana has a terpene in it. And that terpene is very, very important for the taste of the banana. It also is the different species of bananas have different smells, different, even though they look very similar, they're very different. And so that's what a terpene does. It basically gives each cannabinoid its identity and how companies are able to manipulate and change those terpenes within certain strains of cannabis allow it to do different things like you're talking about.
Right, so like our...
They will affect sleep, yeah, straight up. They'll affect sleep. They'll help your sleep. They'll help your achiness.
Mm-hmm.
They'll gear the terpenes toward achiness, for example, or they'll gear the terpene and the cannabidiol toward, let's say, pain management. These are all things that are coming about with this technology, and you guys are at the forefront of that with your stores.
Right, because it's like that's like certain things. Like when we look for when people come in, it's like, oh, let's just say they pick a strain of smokable hemp flower, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, I want one that's gonna, you know, get me ready for bed, or I want one that's mm-hmm. gonna give me a little bit more energy, or I just want
right.
one that's gonna help me calm and
flowers,
relax.
The flowers are really, really important because that's where most of the cannabidiol and the terpenes are located. They're not located in the stem; they're located in a terpene. If you think about it. When you have, they're sort of a sticky looking or a glue looking like of a material on a CBD plant, a cannabis plant. And when you think of a terpene, again, take an orange and squeeze it and see the smell of an orange. That is a terpene that you're actually seeing that's coming through the thick skin. That's what gives it its power, actually, and that's why it's important.
Well, is there any other topic of discussion that you think is very important for the listeners to hear about?
Well, I think it's really important that people know that CBD affects the total body. It just doesn't affect for example, when people take cannabidiol, a lot of times they'll take it for, like, let's say, an anxiety or a memory mm-hmm. problem, and then they'll say, well, my elbow feels better.
Yes.
Or they'll say, my toe feels better. And what happens is that CBD actually finds the source of injury that's the most injured. This is very unique about it. There's a couple things very unique about CBD. And one is that it will find the source of injury and try to repair that area. So it's actually goes to that point. So you'll find people that say, well, my finger was really, really sore. Now it's not. That's because the inflammatory problem in that area was greater than wherever else it was needed.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll go there first. Try to do its job. So it actually activates the anandamide and tries to find the source of injury. The second thing is that the endocannabinoid system is created on demand, meaning that when you have an injury or whatever you need, the body produces endocannabinoids at that point in time for whatever is needed. Unlike other body systems where those transmitters or those chemicals are packaged and sort of sitting there waiting for whatever to happen. Cannabinoids and endocannabinoids are produced as you need them every second of every minute of every day of your life. They're actually trying to keep up with the stress that you have constantly. So what happens is they flow throughout your body to find those CB1 and CB2 receptors. And that receptor can be in your toe as well as your fingers as well as your neck. So that's why you'll see, and some people think of this as sort of a snake oil, and it's not. It's been around a long time. The science is finally catching up to the product here.
Yes.
And what we're finding is that, some people say, well, that can't affect all those things. Yes, it can, and it does. And it's a real, real, real science behind it. And so it is a profound technology. It also will reduce, again, back to people that have opioids, it will help them reduce their amount of opioids they need, or help them reduce the amount of sleep aid they need, or whatever their issue, pain, inflammation, just different types of problems that people have. It will help modulate those kind of problems.
Dr. Todd, I've got a two-part question I wanted to ask you. We have the deficit because of stress. Is that why we have the deficit? And if we decide to take CBD products, can you take too much?
Oh, it's a good question. You really can't take too much. You can't. No, what's available in Whitney's and Jennifer's story is not too much. You can't take too much. However, it is a waste if you take too much.
Mm.
So it's sort of like too much rain. In a cornfield, you need just the right amount to make the corn grow really, really nice.
So I'll ask. I'll ask both of you then. Do you, when you have a new customer coming in, do you, over a period of some time, adjust the dosage?
How I do when they come into my shop is I have them start with, it's like a minimal dosage.
Uh-huh.
And then I have them slowly increase until I tell them to find what they call, I call it their happy place. And I say, that's that day that you go through the day and you didn't think about that ailment that nags you. So it's like if people come in and they've got arthritic knuckles or something like that,
uh-huh.
And they take the CBD and they can go through the entire day on that dosage and not think about that finger, I tell them that they have found their happy place because they no longer are thinking about that pain that nagged them. And Dr. Todd, well,
that's a really good way to look at that, Whitney. I think that's a real good thing. And then a real good way to just sort of titrate that or to get the amount you need. No one really knows. It's very individualized. So the amount you need may not be what the other person needs. We're all individuals. So, yeah, that amount varies from person and from injury to injury. Whatever's bothering this person is not the same as the other person.
Right, and then with, weight is
yeah,
a factor.
Yeah, and with medicines, and here's what something else. You know, when you take medicines, for example, you take that dosage and you're hoping that dosage works. A lot of medicines don't work. You know that. And
yes.
So also what CBD does is it helps augment and help other medicines work better. So you always want to take a supplement, though, consulting your physician. That's nothing wrong with that, and you need to do that. However, over time, you'll find that certain medicines can be reduced
right.
over time. And it may be your blood pressure medicine. It may be your thyroid medicine. You just don't know which one is going to be the one that it affects.
Okay, and Dr. Todd, we're going to get ready and cut to break, and we'll be right back with you shortly, okay? I thank you tonight for having Dr. Todd on the show, and he is going to be back with us after this break.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Hey everybody, it's Whitney and you're back with Sweet Home Canabama. Tonight I'm filling in for Jennifer Boozer, who's a little bit under the weather. Jennifer, we love you and we hope you're feeling better out there.
And Jennifer has two CBD stores and you have one.
I do. Jennifer's is located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile. Other location is 2090 Schillinger Road South, Suite K. And my store is Bombay & Company. We're located in Daphne, Alabama, at the corner of 64 and Friendship Road. And tonight we have with us Dr. Stephen Todd. He's been giving us amazing information about the endocannabinoid system. We've talked about terpenes. We've talked about homeostasis. And I think that this last segment, we should wrap up with Dr. Todd telling us about where we should be doing our CBD research, because we all know that we can go to Google and we can all type in what is CBD and how CBD going to help me. And oh, man, there's billions of questions that
you get.
And
you might get some misinformation that way, too.
Oh, yes, because there are always sheep. Wolf in sheep's clothing. And so I feel like tonight, Dr. Todd, could you help us find some credible sources to do our CBD research?
Sure. I think one of the most credible sources are you guys. I think, you know, that to go to your store and sit there and talk and be able to have someone show you what it is, and that's a very, very good source in itself. And then the other part is on the internet. There's a government vetted website called PubMed, PUB-MED. PubMed is probably the main source. That's when I do my talks and speaking. I use PubMed research, and it's a very, very good source of information for valid research articles and valid science. Each company has its own articulation on that, but however, I think that's where you guys come in. You know,
right.
that if somebody has, if they research out brand X, they need to go and ask you guys about brand X. That's, to me, is the best, the most trusting way to do that. You know, because you're a human. You're not a computer. You're
right.
Sitting there. You know, you're in your community, and you're trying to support your community. You have a business that focuses on that community. So you're in the health and wellness industry. So for the customers and the people searching this out, y'all are the one of the best sources of people of ways that they can trust that information.
Well, I sure appreciate that bit of advice because we do. Me and Jennifer both love to talk.
Yeah,
we love to get to know
people.
And
Jennifer, I tell you what, now she's just a wealth of knowledge. I mean, she's been doing this for 18 months of just diving into it, and she knows her stuff, and I think that she just does. And so, to me, when somebody walks in there, they're going to get the best, just like your store, I'm sure, they just go, which I want to come and visit your store. And so it's just really, really important that people have people today to talk to about that. Does that make sense? You know, you really
definitely
need people today.
Because we can all misinterpret things that we read on the internet also. And then it's like, why not talk to a human that's what we're there for?
And you've
that's
done
exactly
the research.
Right. Yeah, don't leave your health and wellness up to Dr. Google.
Right.
You know, just don't do it. You know, don't leave your health and wellness up to the big boxers. They really do not have your best interest in mind. Jennifer is extremely important about this, and so are you, Whitney.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Todd, I have one last question, I promise. The more I listen to you, the more questions come to mind. But CBD comes in a variety of shapes and formulas, you know, from gummies to tincture to flour.
Coffee.
Oh, the coffee pods are really good, and especially in the evening, for me anyway. But what are some of the different forms that CBD comes in, and is one better for one particular kind of thing? Do you have to match up a gummy with a condition or flour with a condition, you know, or is it just a matter of personal preference?
I really think it's a matter of personal preference, and I think that it's also, just to let you know, that the most efficient way, and not everybody can do that, the most efficient way that CBD is absorbed into the body is through sublingual. Smoking is another way in the lungs that's quick. However, you know, smoking has negative aspects to it too, but if that's what you like, Whitney knows, if that's what people want to do, that's what they would do. But probably sublingual is probably the most efficient way to get CBD. Other ways, in gummies and other devices, that you lose the efficiency of CBD. That's why it may take more to get you where you want to go with those other what's called infused products. They have CBD that's infused within them. You've heard that before, Whitney.
It's on our coffee packaging, CBD-infused coffee. The tea, I want to say, says infused on the packaging. Yeah.
Right. Infusion is a technique in which they take the CBD, they basically combine it with another product in some way so that you can absorb it better, but it does lose some of its efficiency when you do that. That's why people have to take these different types of products to make it work better. Again, the most efficient way is smoking and sublingual.
So
those
tinctures.
Are the two that are
when doctor
which
says
sublingual means
underneath the tongue drops.
Right.
Yeah, that's but other ways work. They're just, you know, it's just the efficiency goes down.
Okay, but the CBD component is the same in all of them?
Yeah, the CBD molecule is the same as cannabidiol. How much you get and how it works for you is very independent. You know, it's very, very independent on who you are and what works for you. For some people, gummies may work well. They may like that way. For other people, they may say, well, that just didn't do anything for me. I've got to have a flower like Whitney was talking about or some other way to dispense this. So, and she knows this. You know, some people say, well, this didn't work for me, but this does. So it's really a different way that people can use this product. But it's very, very important for them to supplement it. It doesn't matter. It just matters that they're supplementing it. That's the main thing.
To use your earlier analogy, it's like having different models of cars, but they'll all get to the finish line.
Yeah. Some of them will be a little slower than others. Some of them will be a little bit faster. Some of them will be more efficient. A race car is much more efficient than a Buick, you know. But they'll all get to the same place over time. And that's what the regulatory agencies are about, to make sure that everything is regulated. And that's very important, why you want to buy your CBD at a store or from some knowledgeable source, because you want to make sure that the product has the U.S. Hemp Authority certification on it. That's mm-hmm. a new certification that's coming online, and Whitney will know about that. And these are very, very important facets of why you want to go to a licensed store to be able to purchase this, or from someone who is a knowledgeable source.
Yeah, Jennifer has brought this up before. There are a number of places where they'll just put some of the products out on the shelf, and the clerk working the cash register has no idea what the product is or what it's for.
Yeah, and that can be dangerous. I mean, you know, you don't know how much. THC is the other cannabinoid that's studied more than cannabidiol, and THC is very, very tightly regulated in the United States.
Right.
And, you know, again, it's illegal in certain states, so that's why that you have to have a vetted organization. You have to have 0.3% or less. That's the amount that's by law that can be in the products, or less. And so, but however, if you don't have some THC in a cannabidiol product, it doesn't make it. It's like the engine without the cylinders. You know, it just doesn't work quite as good. So that's why you want a little bit of THC to work with the cannabidiol to get that efficiency. You know, you want it to work as well as possible. So it's not always good not to have any THC. That's called a broad-spectrum product, not a full-spectrum product.
Dr. Todd, I wanted to thank you tonight for being on Sweet Home Cannabama. You have given us so much information that we are going to go home and probably let work our brains all night long.
And
at least I know I am.
Find PubMed.
Right. I'm going to get on PubMed.
Yeah, PubMed
probably
is really the source you want to go to.
And that's PubMed.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Todd, do you have a website?
Do you have a website?
I do. Well, I have a website called I'm a Sleep Specialist in Foley. That's all I do is work with sleep. It's called Gulf Coast Sleep Specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And they can info me there if they'd like about this. I use this technology within my practice every day for patients. And
okay.
It's a very, very important part to flip sleep cycles in people. So
well, thank you, Dr.
Very, very
Todd. Thank you so much for being here tonight. You've been listening to Sweet Home Cannabama.